Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Allstate, proud sponsor of Navy basketball. It's good to be in good hands. By General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission. And by Pepsi, proud partner of Navy basketball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. We're brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Coming up on the big show, big weekend coming up for Army and Navy in basketball. Men's and women's play Saturday at West Point. The women get us started at 11 a.m., the men at 1:30. We'll have all the action for you on the Navy Sports Network. Pregame for the women's broadcast beginning at 10:45. How about the women making SportsCenter this week? Taylor Dunham with a big, big three-pointer with the clock nearly running out on the Navy women, who at one point had a big lead in the second quarter, but survive in second place right now in the Patriot League standings. And the men have won four in a row after subduing preseason favorite Lehigh 75-72 on Wednesday night. Coming up, we'll talk with women's guard Hannah Fenske and men's guard Hassan Abdullah this big week of Navy basketball. All that and more coming up next right here on the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
I was in a car accident yesterday. First time. My baby girl's okay, thank God. But it was really scary, you know? It was so loud and it happened so fast, I couldn't think straight. When I finally could, I just wanted someone to fix everything, you know? Like it never happened.
After an accident, choose Chesapeake Collision to get your vehicle safely back on the road and your life back to normal. Chesapeake Collision, your collision hero. Four area locations. Learn more at ChesapeakeCollision.com.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So, if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Big week for Navy's basketball teams, Lehigh and Army, coming up this week. Let's touch on the first team first with Lehigh. And, you know, it's a team that, you know, traditionally has been a very tough opponent. You all right now have a little bit of a target on your back, having some success. How do you all make sure that you don't have a letdown, knowing what's coming up later this week, and make sure you take care of your business on Wednesday night?
I think we just take it day by day. We say stay focused during practice and make sure we focus on the next opponent. With a big game like Army at the end of the week is a big thing, but our team's very good of staying focused on the task at hand and making sure that we take care of business on Wednesday.
You guys have been a lot of fun to watch this year. Has it been a lot of fun to play in the style of play that you all have played this year, especially someone that's got the ball in her hands quite a bit?
Absolutely. I just think the way that we've been playing is always the way that I personally wanted to play, just push the ball up and get people open shots. Get people good looks, and it's just been really enjoyable and something that has been really great this year.
You guys have played some good teams. You had a chance, and we've talked with Taylor and Sarita earlier about this. You guys had a chance to go play at one of the meccas of women's college basketball at Tennessee. What was that experience like?
It was definitely a unique experience and probably one of the best for my college career so far. It just shows, like, how far women's basketball has come, and, like, to be in an arena like that with a crowd that's fully supportive and, like, loves women's basketball. It was just a really cool thing and a really great experience for everyone on our team.
Why are you all playing so well?
I think it's just a good team effort. We have really good chemistry both on and off the court. And I think it's just, like I said, like, we're being unselfish and really getting each other good looks. And it's gone a long way for us.
As someone who is distributing the ball quite a bit with this team, you know, with the rhythm and the continuity that you all have, as someone that's distributing the ball, does that make it that much easier with the type of flow that you all have going on right now?
It makes my job extremely easy, especially with players like Sarita and Taylor that just hit big shots. And then our posts like Justice, Kayla, Shanti, all of them down low, getting big boards and getting easy layups. I just think overall it makes a point guard's life a lot easier with the way that all of them have been playing.
Do you notice practices, and especially because you all have 12 players on the roster, and with 12 players, everybody's getting reps. There's always activity out there for everybody. Does that make the practices better? Because most of those players at some point along the way so far this year have all made contributions for you.
Yeah, I think it has gone a long way to having everyone get reps at practice. I think a thing, too, that it really helps with our fitness. So the smaller number of players in practice, the more reps you get, thus you get more fitness in. But yeah, I think everyone getting reps in practice and just the way that the style of practices have been has definitely made a huge impact on our season so far.
Speaking of fitness, let's knock on wood. You had to sit and watch last year. How difficult was that? And did it make you, as you got back on the court and you all are having success, did it almost give you even more of an appreciation for being able to be out there and contribute and help win with your teammates?
Absolutely. I think going through an experience like that, you kind of never take for granted the ability to step back on the court and play every day. Just last season was really a big learning experience for me. I took a lot of the knowledge and growth that I had sitting out that whole season, so I think it benefited me, but it was definitely a more difficult season.
What's tougher, actual practice or the rehab process that you had to go through?
I would say they're about equal, but if I had to choose one, the rehab process was pretty difficult along the way, because there was times where, like, you would see very little progress happen, and you would just get it would be, like, a tough situation, but you learn to get past it, and it just really was, like I said, a learning experience. Whereas practice, I get excited for practice. Just the ability to grab a basketball and go shoot and play the game of basketball. I couldn't ask for anything else.
You all have some young players that are making some significant contributions right now. How do you get a Kayla Clark and Morgan and players who have not tasted this Army rivalry yet to just kind of take a deep breath on Saturday and exhale and just realize it is basketball once the ball is thrown up there on Saturday?
I think it's just telling them that have fun with it. Like, it is a big game, and it's a huge rivalry, but at the same time, it's like one of those games that you've always wanted to be a part of. You always wanted to be out there and just really get after it. So it's like, have fun with it, play your hardest, and see where the game ends up from that point.
Is it? I don't know how to really ask the question, but is it tough to differentiate the seriousness needed in preparation, but as you mentioned, to have fun with it and just go out there and relax and play the game? Because we've seen in Army-Navy competitions, teams maybe be tight as a drum out there just because they're playing their arch rival. But is it tough to separate the two and just relax and have fun?
I definitely think it's tough, but I think it's one of those balancing acts where you need to have a little tenseness and, like, nervousness to show, hey, I'm ready for this game, but at the same time just not too stressed out, because when you get too stressed out, your performance starts to go down a little bit. So balancing both having fun and then being ready for such a game like that is.
You spoke about the environment at Tennessee. This is going to be a unique environment, it always is. How tough is it to play on the road and be the road team in this rivalry up there?
It definitely is pretty tough. They always have a good crowd, but with a game like this, you just have to stay focus and with the team. It's just you focus on yourselves and making sure you're doing what you need to get done in order to pull the victory.
I know all things being equal coming into the season, you all felt that you could surpass some of what the outside expectations were, but what were expectations like inside, and are you meeting the expectations that you all set for yourselves?
I definitely think we're meeting expectations. I think coming into the season, we talked about having a different style of play and adapting to our new team and how we were, I guess, shorter, most would call us. But I think we've surpassed expectations, but we just need to continue with it and continue what we've been doing. Just like you said, keep having that target on our back, keep playing the way that we've been so that we can just continue this success throughout the rest of Patriot League.
Well, it's great to have you back on the court. Congratulations on the success so far and finish strong.
Thank you.
Hannah dropped 14 points in the Wednesday win over Lehigh. Dunham had 12, including 4 three-pointers. The fourth, of course, provided the amazing winning margin for the Navy women, who win it by 2, 66-64, and maintain their spot second place behind Bucknell in the women's standings. Women at 11 o'clock tip, 10:45 pregame Saturday from West Point. Then they get a week off. The women still have the midweek bye in their schedule. The men do not. Men will be at American coming up next week on Wednesday. But the ladies will have next Wednesday off in the schedule. When we come back, we'll talk men's hoops with Hassan Abdullah. Mids getting set for the Black Knights coming up at 1:30. Navy a winner of 4 in a row after beating Lehigh on Wednesday night, 75-72. Special K, George Kiernan, with a big night, 18 points for the Mids off the bench. Navy scoring 41 points off the pine in that game. Hassan Abdullah, the sophomore from Birmingham, to join us when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Big week for our Navy Athletics. Mids taking on Lehigh, and then, of course, the arch-rival Army coming up on Saturday with point guard Hassan Abdullah. You guys were striving so hard in practice to find results, and you guys essentially, in your own mind, gave away two of the first three Patriot League games. What has been the difference, though, over the last three that has gotten you all over the hump and you all are now finding success?
I feel like just like mentally, we all just kind of decided, you know, to put the pole in the ground. I think it's kind of like our approach to the game. We're taking pride in defensive end, letting our defense create offense, and everybody just playing together, you know, and trusting each other.
For you all, obviously defense is going to be the calling card. 13 steals for you over the last three games. As you start sizing up an opponent, you watch some guys on film, but obviously you don't really know what they're doing until you get out there. Right. How do you size up a guy defensively and try to go out there and create as much havoc as you can?
I wish there is a science to it. It's really not. Just growing up, you know, I wasn't always, you know, the tallest player on the court. I wasn't, you know, the top-ranked guy coming out of high school. So I've just always taken pride in defense. So I just think that's something that you can control day in and day out. So effort. So anytime I'm on the court, our team has great help side defense. So I'm not afraid to get into a defender. I'm not afraid if he's going to go by me, because if so, I trust that my teammates are going to help me out. Somebody's going to slide over or take a charge, or Ed will get a block or alter a shot and tell him to get the rebound. So, you know, I feel like that's a big part of it, just knowing that I have help behind me.
I know it seems like such a little thing, but you all seem to gain so much energy when it's either you up top, Sean or Bryce out on the wings. When somebody gets a deflection and disrupts an offense, you all seem to feed off of that, especially lately. Over the last three games, you guys have gotten your hands on an awful lot of basketballs.
Yes, sir. Coach has been, you know, preaching that, you know, in the film sessions and practice, you know, just to be active on defense, get our hands on balls a lot, and, you know, just increasing our effort. So, yeah, obviously we like to play in transition, and anytime somebody gets a steal, it definitely, you know, serves as an energizer. It's almost like a dunk or a block. You know, our bench is excited. Everybody's excited on the court. So that's just kind of, you know, type of things we like to key in on.
Everybody get excited for the Tom Lacy windmill on Saturday?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. I almost was on the court. So, yeah, it was nice.
For you all now, obviously it's a big week. You got Tim Kempton, and you got the arch rival
here at stake. When you know you're going up, and you know, regardless of how far you go back in your athletic history, when you know you're going up against one of those top guys, you get a little extra sense of, hey, we got to go out and we got to give even that much more here because we know we're going up against one of the best players in the league?
Yes, you know, normally people say, you know, it's just another game. But obviously it's not just another game. I feel like knowing that it's just, you know, not another game, we still have to prepare the same. That doesn't mean you prepare differently. You still, you know, do the same things in practice, you know, just do what you do best and trust that, you know, they're going to have to play against you as well, just like you're playing against, you know, Kempton or your arch rival, you know, they're going to have to play against you as well. So just trust in what you do well and you know, keying in on that.
Just like we were talking with Hannah Fenske from the women's team, you know, you had to sit and watch last year. You know, you spent a lot of time, you know, with the medical people, and you couldn't get out there and play. Did it give you more of an appreciation now for actually being able to be out there now and be a main contributor for this team?
Definitely. First off, it fueled me in the off season. You know, just to watch and practice and watch and workouts. You know, you just want to be out there with your teammates and the camaraderie with that. And then just now, it's kind of, you know, at that point in the season where some guys are, you know, kind of tired or you have classes some days and you may not feel like going, but you know, what I had to go through my freshman year just really, you know, instilled in me the appreciation for the grind day in and day out.
Was that tough to not play?
Yes, sir. It was tough, but, you know, just I was happy to see my teammates out there doing well. I really wasn't really thinking about me so much. You know, obviously I wanted to be healthy, but I'm a competitor, so I was just, you know, one of my guys to go out there and compete and win. So at the end of the day, I just wanted to win, regardless if I was out there or not.
Where do you get that drive from?
I would say my parents. Just my mom and my dad, you know, they were always there for me. You know, they built up my confidence. And just seeing how hard they work, mom going to night school, you know, my dad, you know, always working with his business. So they've you know, been role models for me, and I was lucky enough to have them, you know, in my life to, you know, exemplify hard work.
Are you looking forward to going to West Point and kind of get a taste of what this rivalry is like? Because, I mean, you can sit there and you can watch it on TV, and we can watch football, we can watch all, you can hear all the, I guess the biggest thing, you can, all the other athletes on the yard here who talk about their respective sports, but now you get a taste of it, and the first taste is going to come on the road. You looking forward to that?
Yes, I am looking forward to it. I've actually never gone to West Point, so, you know, I'm excited about that. And but right now I'm focusing on tomorrow, Lehigh, and then after that we'll get the Army.
What, early in the year, you guys were really struggling away from home, but now you've finally been able to figure it out a little bit here. Anything that clicked for you all, or is it just something from a team standpoint, once you finally broke through and got a win in the league, it just helped overall, and not just at home but or on the road?
Right, yeah. I think that was a big thing as well. You know, getting that first win is always easier just to, like, just take a deep breath and, like, you know, we're fine. We're okay. But also, I just feel like, you know, people say, you know, it's hard to win on the road. You know, it's tough to get road wins, but, you know, it's possible and we can do it. So that we just kind of decide as a team, you know, why not get a road win? Just because they say it's hard doesn't mean it can't be done.
You watch practice every day. You participate in it. Why are guys like Bryce scoring a lot more now, and we're seeing some of the best energy we've seen from Edward Alade all season, and obviously with their contributions, more people contributing, you all are winning.
Yes, definitely. I feel like it's just, you know, a confidence thing and just kind of like a trust, you know, a cohesion. You know, a lot of guys are, you know, having different roles this year, whether that's more or less. But so we just kind of had to get adjusted to that. And now everybody just kind of gelling. And we're all just happy to be out there together, you know, having a long day of class. It's easy to go out there and, you know, play with your teammates and your brothers. So that's the fun part.
Let me harp on that for a minute. You guys, the one thing I will say too, you guys look like you have a lot of fun together. The time on the basketball floor, I mean, I've seen you all in practice.
Right.
I watch you all from the time you sprint off the floor during warm-ups, you know.
I think Grant Vermeer's running a 4.340 when he runs off the floor.
Yes.
But, you know, you all seem as a team like you're having a lot of fun out
mm-hmm.
there.
We are. I feel like that's something that you can't really, you know, fake. You know, you can't really put on a facade of, you know, if you're really out there having fun or if you really want to be there. I think that just started with, you know, us being close. You know, I feel like we're all close. We all can hang out outside of the basketball court. We're not just teammates. You know, it's more than that. And we're always there for each other whenever, you know, someone needs anything. So I feel like that shows up and the chemistry is clicking.
All right, big fella. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
That's Hassan Abdullah, your man running the point for the midshipmen right now. Getting adept at firing that three-pointer, a team best 30 on the year so far. 7 assists, a career high Wednesday in the win over Tim Kempton and the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. The Army-Navy rivalry, of course, brought to you by USAA on the air with the women's game at 10:45 and then the men's game tipping at 1:30 or 30 minutes following the conclusion of the women's contest. We're back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine. It's brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Listen. Hear that? Well, neither can anyone else. It's what a couple hundred shipmates aboard a 300-foot Navy submarine sound like to those who threaten freedom on the seas. Designed by the world's strongest naval force to be neither seen nor heard, America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
Get the B-Dubs, your destination for all things playoff and big game get-togethers. Book your in-house party today and get your pre-orders in for the big game, February 5th. Enjoy our big game takeout special of 50 boneless wings for just $42.99 or 50 traditional wings for $49.99. Valid for takeout only on Sunday, February 5th for the big game. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Columbia, Laurel, Bowie. Wings, beer, sports. You have to be here.
I enlisted in the Army in 2005. I went to Iraq 3 times and Afghanistan once. I've been with USA 6 years. You know, on a ranch, you have all kinds of damages that you never see coming. One day, I happened to leave the back door of my truck open. Cow bumped into it, pushed it all the way forward. 2,000-pound animal bumping into a little steel door creates quite a bit of damage. Actually use the app, take pictures of it right there for USAA, and they take care of the rest. Got a brand new door on there within a week. I'm Josh Eilers, and I'm a USAA member for life.
USAA Insurance, for the moments you never see coming. Call today to discuss your insurance needs. 800-531-USAA.
Member paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Busy weekend coming up for Navy athletic teams. Rifle heads to West Virginia for a matchup in Morgantown with one of the nation's best. And then Saturday, women's track and field is at the Terrapin Invitational in Landover. Women's tennis team will be at home at 9 a.m. taking on St. Bonaventure. A Rifle will be in action against Nebraska in Morgantown on Saturday with a 9 a.m. start time. Men's track and field hosting the Navy Open at 11 a.m. on Saturday, January the 21st. Men's lacrosse with a big scrimmage coming up against Penn State at 11 o'clock as they try to find the piece that's going to replace Casey Reese in the midfield. He, of course, out for the season with a torn ACL. Men's and women's swimming and diving on the road at Penn State on Saturday as well. And then, of course, gymnastics hosting the Navy Open at 2 o'clock. Women's tennis in action against Mount St. Mary's at 2 o'clock. All that action on Saturday. Plenty of action coming up on Sunday as well. Wrestling hosting Duke at 2 over at the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse. As always, for the schedule for all 33 varsity teams at the Naval Academy, please go to NavySports.com. Back to wrap things up in a moment on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Hey, if you've got an interest in golf, NAAA's got a couple of job openings over at the Naval Academy Golf Course. Go to NavySports.com under Athletic Department. Click on job postings. Maybe you're interested. We'd love to have you as part of the NAAA team. That'll do it for us. We are at West Point on Saturday for 2, 11 for the women, 1:30 for the men. We hope you'll join us on our flagship station, 1430 WNAV and 99.9 FM in Annapolis. Our thanks to Bill Lusby, as always, for his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us this week on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Lockheed Martin. At Lockheed Martin, we're engineering a better tomorrow. AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond. And by CDWG, people who get it.